Music City, Nashville, Tennessee.
Two guys fumbling their way through the music business so you don't have to. Here they are. It's Scott and it's Hino and the Music Row Show.
Alrighty then.
I'm pulling things up. Relax. The music's still playing.
Oh, we got a whole like 30 seconds.
I know. Hey, friends. Welcome to the Music Bro Show. My name is Scott.
And my name is Hino. Thanks for tuning in. We know that you know by now that this show is for all you songwriters and performers and musicians and anybody else just trying to figure out how things work here in Music City.
My microphone has a mind of its own.
Like Scott, he hasn't figured out how microphones work here in Music City.
Yeah, that one's just not... There we go.
You pretty much just pointed at your face and then
talked. There we go. Now the screw was loose, you know, a lot like just how we describe Hino. Like Hino said, we don't know what we're doing. We're just trying to figure things out. And typically we bring in hit writers and artists and recording artists and publishers and have them talk about their careers and their music.
Yeah.
But we decided to start changing things up a little bit just once a month.
Yeah. Cause we, you know, there's so many songwriters here in town who are just amazing, but who haven't gotten that big break yet. And they're not household names, at least in the songwriting community.
Yeah.
But they're amazing writers. So once a month, we're going to pick a handful of folks to come in and share some songs with you.
So this is the Music Row Showcase. See what we did there?
Showcase.
Yeah. And no, seriously, because, you know, Hino and I, and people are starting to ask, well, how do I get in on this? Well, just be playing at the writers' nights, because Hino and I are going out occasionally and listening. And we've been in these writers' nights for years, and we've met these people that we know and have seen, over, you know, people that have been here for a long time and really been paying their dues, and it's like, well, we want to give them a little spotlight on WSM.
That's true. That's
true. WSM loved the idea because they love the songwriters here and would love to be doing more to shine a light on them as well. Yes. So thank
and
you, WSM.
Shining the light we will. All right, why don't we get to our first guest here, Scott? Who do we have?
Well, you know, this guy is probably one of the first guys I was aware of when I moved here 12 years ago. I started seeing him at writers' nights. And this is, I'll tell you, we co-wrote one song years ago.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, hold on.
It begins.
The only, Roxy, you're going to like this. This is the only song I've ever co-written with somebody that the end of the song, before he left, he goes, you know, if you just want to take my name off that, that's cool. So I co-wrote a song that I didn't co-write with him.
Wow.
And
people, but it's safe to say other people were thinking it. They just weren't brave enough to say.
Right. Sure. Yeah. So, but other than that, I see him at the Tennessee Songwriters Association meetings. He's released a great album called One More Night in Nashville. And he had one before that was very well received as well.
What's Not to Love About
That? What's Not to Love About I just like that song, too. Anyways, his name is Kurt Fortmeyer, and he is our first guest on the Music Row Showcase. Kurt Fortmeyer, we're glad you're here. Welcome to the Music Row Show.
Thanks so much.
Oh,
and thanks for that co-write so many years ago.
Yeah.
And, well, you couldn't get out of there fast enough. You were like trying to chew off your arm or like a coyote.
Inquiring minds want to know. Describe that co-write.
It was actually not that bad. It was just Scott wanted to write a song about getting drunk, and I just wasn't in the mood.
Weird.
I know.
I've never thought of him. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, and I think he got a pretty good song out of it. I just took my name off.
And I tell people, I say this song was co-written by somebody who doesn't want to.
Well, songwriter X.
Sometimes I write drinking songs. I haven't had a drink
you
in
just
34
write good
years.
Ones.
Well, I haven't had a drink in 34 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I did a whole bunch of research. You know, and maybe I'll make some of that money back. Maybe I won't, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes I just don't feel like writing a funny song about drinking. You know,
yeah. Right.
Sometimes I do, you know, but that day I just didn't. And so.
And it's okay. We've been buddies. It's never. I'm just happy to see you here.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, and congratulations on the new CD.
Oh yeah, well
yeah, it's good stuff.
That's 3 years old at this point. But,
well, that's new. You know, in relative.
But
terms.
The new one, when it comes out, I'll just like retroactive the whole congratulations.
Right, right. Absolutely.
When's the new one coming out?
When I'm done recording it, and I'm like, you know, part of the way through it right now. And
all right.
And I pay for it all myself, as we independents usually do. And
that's
so
it.
If you buy copies of my old one, it helps pay for the new one.
Hint, hint.
Hint, hint. So yeah. How long have you been in town?
Well, I first moved here in 2003, and I stayed here for 3 years and drove home every other weekend.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Where was that?
To Eastern North Carolina. 18 hours in the car to spend 36 with my family every other weekend.
18?
Yeah, well, 9 hours each way.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I moved home for a year, and then got the last kid off to college, and my wife moved out here with me in 2007. So we've been here 10 years almost. Well, it'll be 10 years this fall.
Okay. Excellent. Nice. So when you and I first met, you weren't living here, I don't think. Or you were, but you were doing a lot of back and forth.
Yeah, I was living here and working at Belmont University, mm-hmm. and driving home every other weekend.
Was meeting mm-hmm. him part of the factor that made you move away for a while?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Just wondering.
It brought me back. Are you kidding?
Okay.
Jerk.
Jerk.
I know. Talk about when you first moved here. You know, we always hear from our other guests kind of their first impressions of the town. And what did you do to kind of start getting ingrained into the community here?
I did an open mic wherever there was an open mic.
Mm-hmm.
At a gas station in Antioch on Sunday night, if there's an open mic, I was there. You know, that's how you meet people, and you go out and you do that, you know, until you can't do it anymore, you know. And I don't go out and play as many as I used to because I don't really – feel like I need to.
You're more established now.
Right, right. And, you know, I go out of town and get paid to do that kind of thing.
Exactly.
You know? So, you don't get paid here for that like yeah. you do when you go out of town. You know, you can make $500 a night if you drive 600 miles to work.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So. And real quick, I'm just going to throw this out there because there is an open mic where you can get paid here
what?
In Nashville. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm going to lace down some knowledge on you that you didn't know about.
Wow. Wait, let me sit down. Okay, go.
Sam Ash is doing a Wednesday night songwriter night, open mic.
Wow.
And anybody who signs up and plays gets a $10 gift card.
$10?
That's not money.
Well, it is if you keep – they have people that go every week.
Okay.
And you just keep getting those $10 gift cards. Yeah. And I'm sorry, that does add up. That
it does.
Can I spend them on bacon?
No. You can spend it on guitar strings.
You do that
100
times?
Which you can then go play for $500. Look, I'm just trying to say
like
there's something yeah. kind of cool going on at Sam Ash on Wednesday, so y'all should go check it out.
I feel smarter already.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's good.
That probably wasn't hard.
Oh!
Wow!
Hey, let's play...
Scott prepped me ahead of time.
Yeah. yeah. Hey, Logan, let's play a song off of Kurt's CD. This is track 8, which is Dickel, Straight, and Jones, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
That's a great song. Let's hear it.
Drawn here most every night like a moth to a neon light. Memories burning way too bright. She's missing her old man. She never orders wine or beer, but if you ask her why she comes in here, she'll tell you it's the atmosphere and three friends who understand. A bottle and a jukebox make her feel at home. Tennessee sipping whiskey and classic country songs. Jack is good, Merle is great, but that ain't what she wants. She loves the Georges, Dickel, Straight, and Jones. Her daddy played the radio all night trucking coast to coast. When he got home, he drank a toast. And she'd crawl up in his lap. She remembers how the whiskey smelled and all those stories he would tell. They'd sing his favorite songs
and she almost felt like she was with him in that cab. Now a bottle and a jukebox make her feel at home. Tennessee sipping whiskey and classic country songs. Jack is good, Merle is great, but that ain't what she wants. She loves the Georges, Dickles, Straight, and Jones. She'll have a round of what he used to drink before that heart attack, and play the guys who sing the songs that bring her daddy back. Jack is good, Merle is great, but that ain't what she wants. She loves the Georges, Dickles, Straight, and Jones. She loves the Georges, Dickles, Straight, and Jones.
All right.
Look at that.
Love
that's some,
that.
That's some country music
that
we're laying down on.
That is some country music. I like Woo. That. Don't get enough of that around here.
You know what I liked about that song is at first it just kind of sounds like another, oh, she's got her heart broke, she's in a bar drinking.
Right.
But then you take it into a whole family thing. And
I kill her daddy. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you killed her daddy.
Scott and, loves songs where people die.
Yeah, yeah. No, I really enjoyed that.
Uh-huh.
And how do people buy your CD?
You can get it from CD Baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the best way. CD Baby, Amazon. If you want to download it, it's iTunes. You know, all the online purveyors.
But if you want an actual CD.
If you want an actual CD, that's either that or come see me live somewhere.
There you go.
There you go. And they can find out how to do that where?
At KurtFortmeyer.com.
KurtFortmeyer.
.com.
.com.
There you go.
Wow.
If you still can't get it, I mean, we've spelled it out for you.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty much right there. So why don't we go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to ask, see if we can get a live song from Kurt.
Okay.
He's got his guitar with him and everything, but first we should let people know that
this segment's brought to you by our friends at Main Street Productions.
That's right. They do a great job.
They really do. And, you know, the story is, I'll just tell a quick story. We ended up needing to do a music video.
Right.
Out of the blue. And Fred was someone we've known from working with us on the show. And he said, well, I got this company. And we started looking into the company. And, boy, we had the best time filming.
Oh, yeah.
It was very quick, done efficiently. And the turnaround time was super fast as well.
Amazingly fast. I mean, we filmed on Saturday and you had the first rough cut on Monday.
Yeah, I had the finished version on Tuesday, and it was playing in Europe on Friday.
There you go.
So that's
insane.
You can't
get better than that.
No.
Yeah.
And you know, it's also very economical. He's not, you know,
you don't have to be some rich dude or some label to go in there and shoot, you know, $200,000 for a video or something. I don't think anybody does that anymore, really.
Well, yeah, they do, but
that much?
I'm sure.
Okay,
when you're looking at the huge crews and stuff. But go to mainstreetproductions.org. That's mainstreetproductions.org. Use the contact form to email or give them a call at 516-3076. Let them know that you heard about them from the Music Row Show. And again, that's Main Street Productions.
All right, we're going to be back with a whole lot more of Kurt Fortmeyer on our Music Row Showcase right after this.
Tables turned on me, felt warmth become a chill. I've been forced to swallow pride, and that's a bitter pill.
All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show.
An overflowing
that's a song called Better Hearts and Yours.
Let it spill.
Our guest this half hour is Kurt Fortmeyer, great songwriter.
Longtime Nashville song slinger. And that's off his album, One More Night in Nashville, which we're, I don't know if we're going to have time to play that song, but the title track of that song is such a great...
Songwriter's Lament.
Songwriter's Lament. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, his wife wants him to come home, and he's out one more night in Nashville.
Yeah.
And then later, he's dying.
Oh.
And St. Peter's coming to get him, and he's like, wait, there's a guy that wants to hear a song.
Yeah,
Give me one more night.
One more night in Nashville.
Give me one more night. That's good stuff. How do you think your goals and expectations have changed since the first time you came to Nashville?
Well, when I first came to Nashville, I just thought, you know, in 2 weeks I would get that paycheck.
Sure.
You know?
We all did.
Yeah.
At this point, you know, I'm just going to write the best songs I can write. And this is something somebody told me when I first came to town. They said, don't try to figure out what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. You know, just be the best you can be. And either they want it or they don't. And I got out of that for a while. You know, I wrote with people and we tried to figure out, what can we say, you know, all this. And you know, one day I just said, you know, forget that. You know, I'm just going to be me and I'm going to write the best songs I can write. And, you know, I'm not trying to write the same songs everybody else is trying to write, apparently. And because, I mean, somebody else is already writing them, so why should I do that?
Sure.
You know, right. And so I write songs basically that I'm comfortable performing and hopefully, you know, other people would want to perform them too, you know. I get people to sing along when I play at the Bluebird and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's, wow.
How much does that cost to get people to sing along? Because I'm playing there coming
nothing
up
but,
here. And
nothing
I
but
save
their
up.
Time.
Yeah. Well, you feel like playing something now?
Well, yeah, I guess since I got a guitar across my knee.
Might
here,
as well. Yeah.
I can do that.
All right.
Yeah, sure. I'll play a song from my What's Not to Love About That album.
Great.
And this one's also available, you know, in all those places where songs are available.
Napster?
Probably. Oh, there's all kinds of people that will bootleg your stuff, I promise
you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or the people from the radio shows in Europe who say, oh, I need a copy of your CD for my show. And then you spend all this postage to send them a CD, and then you find it new for sale on eBay and stuff.
Oh. You know,
with the plastic still on it, you know. I found Jesus in the fall of 99. He was living with a Mexican in the trailer next to mine. I got down on my knees. He walked right up to me and licked my face. And old Pablo said he likes you, so I guess that you're okay. I said, what's his name? That's my dog, Jesus. Now before you get all mad, there's lots of reasons why he's got a name like that. He's a shepherd and a good one. He's man's best friend and then some. He loves me and forgives me no matter what I do. He's the kind of friend who'd give his life for you. That's my dog, Jesus. Well, I found Jesus on my porch at 4 a.m. I couldn't stand to hear him crying. I got up to let him in. That's when I saw the light from the trailer next to mine burning down. And by sunrise, Shady Acres was a patch of smoking ground. And Jesus, he was nowhere to be found. 12 people searched the rubble, calling out his name. The firemen must have thought we all were crazy. But like the rest I knew, I could have perished in those flames. And I would have too, except that Jesus saved me. Well, I found Jesus 'cause of what that dog showed me. And I was baptized 3 days later in a church right down the street. My sins were washed away. I was crying as I prayed, but through my tears I heard that preacher saying, hey, who brought that dog in here? And Pablo,
He answered loud and clear, "That's my dog, Jesus. Now before you get all mad, there's lots of reasons why he's got a name like that. He's a shepherd and a good one. He's man's best friend and then some. He loves me and forgives me no matter what I do. He's the kind of friend who'd give his life for you. That's my dog, Jesus. That's my dog, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus."
All right.
Thank you.
That's actually the first song I ever heard him play.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good. There it's got a nice twist to it. Love that.
Kurt is the king of twists.
He is.
He likes twists.
A lot of your songs, you think it's going one way, and then whoop, you take it another way.
That's just what my mind does.
Is that? Yeah, I was going to say, how conscious of an effort is that? I mean, do you set out to do that?
No, not usually. I mean, sometimes somebody will have an idea, and they'll go, "Oh, this is an idea I have for a song." And I'm like, "Well, what if it was like this?" You know, like I had somebody who wants to write a funny song about a theme, and you know, it would be easy to pick fun at some people and write this song and everything. But I told him, I said, "What if that was a serious song about that theme?" And then the guy hasn't spoken to me since.
Yeah, well, you know, that'll happen.
But yeah, I mean, I get ideas and I think about things from different angles, you know, what they could mean, you know, what could this be that is more than that, you know, because it's too easy to write a funny song, you know, and I have a bunch of them and sometimes I get pegged as a humorous writer and stuff, but it's really too easy to do that, you know, just like writing drinking songs, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of times writers get together and they automatically write a drinking song. You know, you can go so much further than that.
Yeah.
I have a song called The Writing on the Floor that was just cut by a guy named Dumpster Mike, who's in recovery. And he contacted me because somebody told him, you know, "You're looking for songs to record. You know, Kurt has those kind of songs for you, you know." And when I wrote it with my friend Roy Holdren, who I write with, you know, from time to time. And he wanted to write a funny thing. You know, I read The Writing on the Floor about, you know, being drunk and all that. And then I was like, no, this needs to be a you know, dead serious song. And so that's pretty much what we did with it.
Very cool.
Wow. Very cool. You mentioned that sometimes when you play out, you'll do a serious song, but because there is also humor to be found.
Yeah.
Sometimes people will laugh. How do you take that? How do you handle that?
Well, I mean, My Dog Jesus, for example, I played it at the Bluebird last Sunday night. And
right.
It was videotaped by Nashville Ear. Mm-hmm. And the crowd was in stitches, even on lines that weren't the least bit funny. You know, but when I say, you know, Jesus was living with the Mexican, people start laughing and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people laugh when things make them uncomfortable. You know,
yeah, that's true.
And sometimes.
Oh, sorry.
I'll get my hand off your leg now, Scott.
Okay, thank you.
But, you know, and also, but they usually put me up last before the headliner when I play at Bluebird, mm-hmm. you know, and by then people have been drinking most of the night. So, you know, I just, you know, I play my songs and I just put them out there for people. Usually when I play My Dog Jesus, I don't tell people the title ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people hear that title and they go, ooh, and they automatically get in their mind that it's some kind of evil song instead of being actually a serious song, you know?
Yeah.
And so a lot of times I play that first in my set, you know, so people just have to take it as it comes to them, you know, and they just have to deal with me as they get me, and that's it, you know?
Right. So. Very cool. Well, one more time, your website is kurtfortmeyer.com, and that's KURTMEYER.com.
You left out the fort part.
Oh. Kurt, KURTFORTMEYER.com. Sorry, I had a feeling that Ryan Bazzari was right behind me.
He is.
I knew it. I just had that feeling that he was there, and I stopped spelling correctly. thank you so much for being our inaugural first Music Row Showcase guest.
My pleasure.
That's awesome. Well, we're just coming up to the mic. We've got our second inaugural Music Row Showcase guest, and that is songwriter Roxy Randall.
Roxy.
Roxy. And that's with an I-E, not an I. Don't make that mistake. Please. But she's actually, like Kurt was for you, Roxy was one of the first people that I met when I first came to town and started going to songwriter workshops. We used to go to one, in a building that's no longer there, as so much of Nashville is.
Right.
It's a moment of silence for that little building.
Which one was it?
It was right next to the sub stop down there. I don't think it had a name, but it...
Is it where NSAI used to be?
No, it's where Tom Manning's little workshop was up there.
Yeah.
And we used to meet there once a week and, do song critiques for each other and just kind of try to help each other out. And that's where I first met Roxy and, known her ever since. She and my wife have become friends over the years and they've co-written before. And she's just a great writer. And she's probably the hardest working songwriter I know here in town. Yes, she is. She is on the road like...
You just really offended Kurt. He works hard too,
Yeah, that's true. But she's a girl. So she's the hard-working female songwriter that I know. I think I might have just dug that hole a little deeper than it should have been.
Yeah, but she's a girl. Did you hear him say that? That's what I heard.
All wrong. Good night, everybody.
Well, I have to say that the people that I met the first year or year and a half that I lived in Nashville, those are the people that I have stayed friends with the longest. And, I mean, they're seriously people that I have met, 5, 6, 10 years in, that I haven't I don't ever talk to, and I'm not even Facebook friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, that's because you're busy deleting them all.
I do go on a Facebook friend deleting spree every so often.
I'm hoping you invite me back. That would be nice.
You would just get those pictures of your wife off your Facebook page, and maybe we'll talk again.
I'll see what I can do. Okay. Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
That's gonna happen.
Yeah, which wife? No. Roxy Randall, welcome to the Music Row Showcase.
Yay! Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And you have a couple albums. Your last one is Stripped and Covered.
That's the most recent one.
Mm-hmm. You got to explain that title for people.
Of course, yeah. I'm getting a lot of, to me, the standard of a good album cover or a good album title is people are very vocal about not liking it.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
I've already gotten a couple... people come up and they look at the album and they kind of furrow their brow and they're like, what is this picture of you? What are you trying to do? What is this? And when I started doing the packaging for this album and getting some pictures done and stuff, I thought I really wanted to do an album that made people look closer and try to figure it out. I wanted to make people think. But I ended up doing an album of mostly cover songs with a few original songs sprinkled in because that's what my live show is.
Mm-hmm.
And I go when I travel and play, and Kurt, you have probably had this experience too. People want to hear some things that they know. No. Are you doing house concerts mostly when you go on the road? I was going to ask you that.
Listening room, yeah.
So original music.
All original shows.
That's great.
2+ hours.
Yeah, that's awesome. My shows are more like wineries, restaurants, and places like that where people are expecting some cover music. So I wanted to do a CD that was reflective of my live show. So I've got 10 cover songs, 3 originals, and they are acoustically treated. So
and they're really cool takes. They're not just like straight up covers. Yeah, they're kind of your own take on.
I do the Roxy Randall version of each of those songs. I didn't want to do songs that just sound like, the original artist did them.
Yeah.
But so the Stripped and Covered title came from the fact that they are stripped. The production is stripped down,
mm-hmm.
acoustic. And then their cover songs, so stripped and covered.
And then, the picture on the front is a great black and white picture of her face, a close-up of her face with half makeup, like the left side of her face has makeup on and the right side doesn't. So,
yes, and
again,
it's very dramatic. The left side of my face
like clockwork
has...
clockwork orange.
I have the fake lashes on and all that. And even the picture that was used for the album cover, that's a selfie, as a matter of fact. It's a selfie I took with my iPhone.
Nice.
Little Apple plug there.
Wow.
And I wanted the packaging to look like a bootleg. So it's black and white. The whole package is black and white, and the text on the inside looks like somebody just typed it up on a computer or old-fashioned typewriter.
One of those old-fashioned writing thingies.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever they were called.
Yeah.
I like the concept of having a title that automatically makes people feel like they are confrontational or maybe getting angry or what, you know, maybe like you said, just don't like it. So I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
My next album is going to be called Hino's Songs, ladies and gentlemen. So,
wow.
Sorry.
They did Hino night.
Sorry.
Tell you what.
You're not sorry.
I know.
He's never
I'm
sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Sorry.
It's
not
gotten
sorry.
To the point where, you know, sometimes I think he's insulting me when he's not. You know, we had that experience a couple of days ago. You know,
I complimented him and he got really.
I kind of gave him a, you know.
You know, Hino, your hair is looking really, really good today.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm really, really, the part is in the exact right place.
I think it shows a lot of confidence.
Right.
Yeah. Come on in, Ryan. So,
Ryan Bizzari's sneaking in.
Stepping on somebody's
guitar. Well,
I
tell you what, we need to take a quick break, but we're going to come back and we're going to get some music out of Roxy and play a song off of one of her albums as well. So, but we do have to pay the bill. So we'll be back.
Before we do, what's your website?
RoxyRandle.com. RoxyRandle.com.
Nice. All right.
Well, we're going to be back with more of our Music Row Showcase here on the Music Row Show. So come on back.
And now back to the Music Row Show.
Okay, we're back.
There we go. That was the quietest song I've ever heard in my life, Roxy.
Tell me how you did that, and then who did you record that with?
How did you get everybody to play so softly?
There was such an emptiness there.
Yeah,
I felt
yearning. It was just like you really wanted to hear more.
Yeah, I was going with the real emotion of
you
the
really
song.
Stripped it down to
that's,
nothing.
Yeah, forget the cover. That was stripped down.
That was actually a hidden track from my CD.
Really?
Yeah.
Stripped and covered.
Yeah.
And if you can find it, if you know which track it's on, then, you know.
Yeah.
You win it some sort of prize or something? Or
yeah, you might. I mean.
Wow.
We're here with Roxy Randle. We just had a little technical difficulties, so sorry about
that. Computers, you know, they just do things sometimes.
But you know what does always work?
What?
Is a guitar.
Yes.
And a beautiful voice. So will you sing us a song?
I would love to.
Okay. All right.
This is one of my original songs from the new CD, Stripped and Covered. It's called One Arm's Length. Wrote it with Morgan Bracey.
All right.
Got a reason for standing here holding my tongue. The words in my head wouldn't be good for either of us. 'Cause we could flirt and say it's just for fun, but we both know it's dangerous. Dangerous playing with a loaded gun. What you don't touch won't burn you, and what you can't hold won't hurt you someday. Oh, so I'll stay one arm's length away. I got a reason for keeping both hands on my heart. If I let go, it might unravel like a ball of yarn. Oh, this ain't love, it's just chemistry. Nothing more than fantasy. Better to keep it just out of reach. 'Cause what you don't touch won't burn you, and what you can't hold won't hurt you someday. Oh, so I'll stay one arm's length away. Oh, 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 oh. Da-da-da. Seeing you, teasing you, close enough, we don't touch, feel too much, tangled up in the thought of kissing you, holding you, missing you, and still I know that, baby, we could never be. 'Cause 'Cause what you don't touch won't burn you, and what you can't hold won't hurt you someday. No, what you don't touch won't burn you, and what you can't hold won't hurt you someday. Yeah, so I'll stay one arm's length away. Oh, I'll stay one arm's length away. La 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 la. I got a reason for standing here holding my tongue.
Wow.
Thank you.
Roxy Randall, everybody.
Yeah, and her security just showed up, so I think we need to be extra careful.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You're listening to the Music Row Show. This is our first ever Music Row Showcase, where we're bringing in some of our favorite Nashville writers that we've met and joined at writers' nights all over town for the last several years, and we're just shining a light on them. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back and chat with her and maybe hear something off her latest CD. Stick around.
Nice. All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. The Music Row Showcase.
The Music
we're doing
Row
tonight. We're just adding that case at the end there. We got Roxy Randall, great songwriter, joining us, and that's a song of hers called Going Nowhere. We just got right to the hook there, didn't we?
That was good timing.
Yeah, so we just kind of did that. That was a song called Going Nowhere off of her Little Victory EP.
And how embarrassing it has the same chord. It's in the same key as the song I just did. Oh,
everybody noticed that.
People are talking about that everywhere right
I know.
Now. Can
Wait
you
a minute. Was that in the same key? Well, I'm not buying any of her music.
That's almost like
she
going
repeats
to
the same key.
Going to two award shows in the same outfit. I mean, you just don't
do not
that.
Not going
to
do that.
It's embarrassing.
It is. Well,
wait a minute.
You feel like playing another song for us?
Yeah.
Since our equipment's on the fritz over here, let's just.
Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah,
I would love to play. This is another song off the Stripped and Covered CD, and this actually, this is also the Morgan Bracey.
The bottle.
Oh.
Here,
good idea.
There you go.
Thank you.
You worry about the performance. I got the
This bottle. Is Morgan Bracey hour in addition to the Roxy Randall hour.
Wow.
Or half hour. Because I wrote this one with Morgan as well. But I wanted to play this because I have an official music video on my YouTube channel.
Wow.
And it's the only official professional music video I've done. So
I'm guessing that's youtube.com/Roxy Randall.
Roxy Randall.
Perfect.
Exactly. And there's a blooper reel as well on there, which I think those are always fun. And
do you say naughty words on the blooper reel?
No.
Okay, good.
No naughty words. That's not my brand.
Yeah.
Okay. So my friend Kimber Cleveland made a cameo in the video. And as you know, she and I have a duo called As Girls Go.
Yeah.
And then her husband, Doug Frazier, also makes a cameo in the video. So he plays my husband in the video, and he's cheating on me with his real-life wife. And then I go and try to track him down in downtown Nashville. It gets really confusing.
Wow, my head hurts.
Yeah.
And it's in a different key.
Hooray!
Even better.
It's called Everything I'm Not. And I think you live in Nashville long enough, you're going to write a cheating song. That's just how it goes.
You said we're done over stale morning coffee. There's somebody else and you're sorry. It's like she stepped right out of your fantasies. Please. She knows how to satisfy you. There's not a thing she won't deny you. And that's more than you can say for me. So honey, just leave. Greener grass is what you think you found. She's waiting for you somewhere across town. Run to her and don't think about why you're leaving all you're leaving behind. Go ahead and throw it all away. If it's a chance you feel you gotta take, you say she's what you want, 'cause she's everything I'm not. Well, she's a tramp-stamped, heart-stealing short skirt. I'm a true love, one-man kind of girl. But if she's what you need, I won't interfere. No, 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 she's a midnight call when you want it. An easy fling now, let's be honest. What are you still doing here? You made your choice clear. What you think you found? She's waiting for you somewhere across town. Run to her and don't think about why you're leaving all you're leaving behind. Go ahead and throw it all away. If it's a chance you feel you gotta take, you say she's what you want, but she's everything I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. Me, you're gonna hate her. Baby, don't you know not everything's what it seems. Greener grass, what do you think you found? She's waiting for you somewhere across town. Run to her and don't think about why you're leaving all you're leaving behind. Go ahead, throw it all away. If it's a chance you feel you say she's what you want. Yeah, you think she's what you want. She's everything I'm not. She's everything I'm not. She's everything.
Right. Roxy Randall. Woo! RoxyRandall.com. And that concludes our first hour of our first ever Music Row Showcase. Thank you for being
thank
here.
Thank you for coming.
And stick around, y'all. We're going to be back with two more great writers here on the Music Row Show. We're glad you're here.
Yeah.
Case.